The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we just thank you again. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood for us on Calvary that make us to be able to relate with you, that gave us life. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we say that we not receive your grace in vain, but Lord, we'll be useful in the body of Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked at Phoebe as one of the servants. To be a servant means that one is serving. And so we want to look at what does it mean to serve. To serve means doing something for another person or assisting the person in achieving his goals. That means if, for example, you are an intercessor in your church, you are serving as an intercessor so that your church, you are assisting your church so as to achieve her goals. You are assisting your pastor so as to achieve his goals. You are assisting, you know, the board so as to achieve the goal. And so to serve means to be able to assist person or other people to achieve their goals. A Christian service, therefore, is any work that is done for God in the name of Jesus Christ. Any work that we are doing in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ is Christian service. It involves our time, our energy, and our money. We are called to the service of the Lord. Everyone has a part to play. The day you give your life to Christ is a package. Along with your salvation, there's a gift that is in you. That gift, if you watch it very well, will start to manifest in the body of Christ. Because you will start to do things that you don't have the natural ability to do. Because don't forget that gifts are called the gifts of grace. They are things that make us to do supernatural things, things beyond our normal abilities. Before we can serve the Lord, before we can be in the service of the Lord, we must give ourselves first to the Lord. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. They did not just do as we expected, but they first of all gave themselves to the Lord. That's the grace of God that had been given to the people in the Macedonian church. Paul said that they did not just do as we expected. That means in the giving to the poor, in the sharing, in the service to the saints, but they gave themselves first to the Lord. When we don't give ourselves to the Lord, we can't serve. You have to first of all give yourself to the Lord. You have to first of all submit yourself to the Lord. And that is where we miss it in the body of Christ. We want to work for the Lord, but we are not giving ourselves to the Lord. We are not submitting ourselves to the Lord. And yet we want to work for him. How do you think that will be possible? The Lord wants us to, first of all, give ourselves to Him, because He is the one that has given that grace, and He's the only one that can sustain you in the ability to be able to continue working for Him. To be effective in the body of Christ, one must also be committed. What is commitment? If you want to serve, you have to give yourself to the Lord. Because you are called to the service of the Lord, but our focus must not be away from that Lord. And we must be ready to be committed. We will see that in case of Phoebe, commitment could be seen because she was recognized as a servant of the church. That means she was committed. Commitment is to be dedicated or loyal to the assignment one is doing. Whatever assignment you are doing in the body of Christ, be committed to it. Always be there. Do not grumble. Do not serve the Lord in grumbling. Do not serve the Lord thinking that nobody is recognizing you. Don't ever think that no one is saying thank you. Go on serving, because the head of the body, that means the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to give you that reward. You know, I want to make reference to Ananias and Sapphira again. When Barnabas was able to give that land to the church, as recorded in Acts 4 and Acts 5. Ananias and Sapphira, they looked away from their calling, and they were looking at Barnabas, that Barnabas seems to be getting recognition from the apostles, that we can copy him also. Do not be a copier. Be an original. Stay to your calling. And what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, as recorded in that Acts chapter 5, they started to be a cheat and a liar. And we know that anything we are doing in the body of Christ, we are doing it to Christ. When we are lying, we are not lying to the pastor. You are not lying to to the other members. You are lying to Christ. You are lying to the Holy Spirit. That Ananias and Sapphira, they lied, they cheated. And they were thinking they were smart, because they said that we are not foolish. We are not going to give the whole money to the apostles. We are going to keep some back for ourselves so that we can have something to spend and then give some to the church. Is the church forcing him, forcing them to bring that money? No. But the focus is no more on God. They are no more serving the Lord, but they are serving themselves. They wanted to be popular. And we all knew the story, that the Holy Spirit came and struck them, and they both died. You know, there are a lot of people in the body of Christ that are not focusing on the Lord Jesus, and they don't know that the Holy Spirit has set them aside, no more using them. Although they didn't die as Ananias and Sapphira, they are of no use again, because it's the Holy Spirit that gives us the grace to be able to perform. The point is that no one must be idle in the body of Christ. Commitment does not allow idleness. But idleness does not mean that we must be covetous. Although the Bible says that we must covet the gift of the Spirit, but that is saying that we must go on growing in our gifts. We must go on focusing on Jesus so that there will be multiplication of grace. Because the Bible told us in that 2 Corinthians 9:8 that the Lord is able to make all grace. Let me read it to us. Chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. The Lord continues to make grace to be multiplied to us, so that every time we will have the ability, the sufficiency, to be able to do good work. It's not for us to be pulling down others. The Bible tells us that we are the gifts, and we are to use that gifts for the body of Christ. Our gifts are to be used to serve others. Just as Phoebe was, we were told, was the servant in the church. That means she was serving the church. She was serving others. Phoebe was able to use her gift. Spiritual gifts must not be used to create disunity among brethren. Gifts are meant for building the church, not for tearing the church down. If you have this gift of prophecy, allow people to also examine it. Don't get angry. If your prophecy is not taken, if it is from the Lord, then it will be glaring. If you have the gift of miracles, allow that power to go through the power of love. And we'll be looking at that. We have said that there are various gifts, but only one God, one Christ, one Spirit. Diversity of gifts must not cause division in the church. Instead, it must bring unity, just like our body brings unity. That's why the fact that we have different parts of the body. The focus of serving is on Christ and His church. Phoebe was a great help to many people. How can one be a blessing to many people? Be able to discover your gift. But most importantly is that there must be a pivot that your gift must be rotating on, and that is love. So many people want to serve the Lord, but they don't have the love of Christ. They serve the Lord, but it's not through the love that is shed abroad in their heart, and so it cannot be received. People that they are serving cannot receive that gift that the Lord has put in that person, because that person is not using the power of love to be able to release that gift to the people who wants to who are expected to benefit. That is not expected to be what we are going to do. If you are a greeter, I don't know why I'm using greeter so much, but maybe because they are the people that you see first when you come to the church. You know, they are just like secretary of a great corporation. You see the secretary first before you know the whole corporation. If the secretary does not receive you very well, then you are likely not to go to that place again. Or a receptionist, if you are not received very well, you may likely not go back to that company again. But if the receptionist receives you very well, in most cases, you have forgotten that that is not the managing director. You just believe that, oh, this is the place I want to go. It's the same place, same thing with the greeter. It's the first contact, the first person you meet at the door. Now, if the greeter is not filled up with the love of God, that greeter have just make our soul to go away from the church. If that greeter is filled with animosity, filled with a lot of bitterness, I've not been able to settle very well at home, she's going to spread all those problems in the church. And before you know it, she becomes multiplier of germs instead of multiplier of the Holy Spirit. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you because you are the Lord. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. We know that without you, we can do nothing. We know that without you, we cannot even be useful. And so, Lord Jesus, we know that you have given every one of us spiritual gifts for the body of Christ. Lord, we pray that you will give us the grace to be able to use our gift so that we will not keep the gift in the closet, but we will use it so that this gift will bring a lot of reward to your body. Thank you, Father, because you give us the grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book, Virtuous Woman, or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-398-3022. That's 651-398-3022. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to to Virtuous Woman.